It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Jerry over there. And this is Short Stuff about macadamia nuts. You heard me. Macadamia nuts.
I love macadamia nuts.
I do too. They're not my favorite nuts, but they're pretty high up there.
I love them. I mean, you can't eat a lot of them because they're very, very oily and very rich. Yeah. And they are delicious, but they're the kind of nut that, and I find this with a lot of nuts for me. If you eat too many of them, you get a little, what I call nut stomach.
Yeah.
Get a little nauseous. Not nauseous, but just, you know, a sour belly.
You can't see straight.
Yeah, it's no good.
Swerve your car.
But I do love macadamia nuts, but they are not nuts. Like Brazil nuts, they are seeds.
Yes, and I was like, okay, what's the difference between nuts and seeds? It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Nuts are the fruit of the plant, and they're surrounded by a hard shell, and they actually contain seeds. And seeds are an actual tiny version of the plant itself, an embryo of the plant.
Yeah.
And it's surrounded by the seed coat, which nourishes the plant's food for the plant as it grows.
That's right. And this one is chock full of good, like, dinner party factoids.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm using the word factoids.
And chock full.
So another one is, you think, oh, macadamia nuts. Hawaii, of course, is where these things first came from.
Sure. Like, the number one brand of macadamia nuts is Mauna Loa. And if that's not Hawaiian, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them do come from Hawaii for a bunch of reasons. But they originated from our dear friends down under in Australia, and they were brought over by a man named William Purvis. He planted macadamia trees, which are nice looking, by the way.
They are. They're very pretty.
He planted them on the Big Island in 1881 because they were growing a lot of sugar back then. I imagine they still grow a lot of sugar in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And he wanted a windbreak. So he was like, these trees look nice, and they provide the windbreak that I need. So let me plant these things. And they don't produce nuts until they're 4 or 5 years old. So to his delight, they bore a delicious, yummy seed.
So I saw that he wasn't around to see that the seed could be eaten, or at the very least to see it become popular.
Oh, really? To say he died within 4 or 5 years?
No. But they didn't become popular until the 20s, about 40 years
later. Oh, sure.
That's what I mean.
But surely they ate them, right? No?
I genuinely don't know. I don't know when they figured it out.
Interesting.
But I know that some people, I guess some people had figured it out by about the turn of the century, because in around 1900, the entire global coffee market collapsed because Brazil ramped up its production and overproduced. And so supply outstripped demand, and the prices just collapsed. And that was really bad for Hawaii because its economy was built in large part on coffee, too.
Yeah.
So they set up the Hawaiian Agricultural Experiment Station, which, if it wasn't affiliated with the University of Hawaii back then, it is now. And they started saying, hey, you know what? The government will subsidize your land if you start planting macadamia nuts. And they actually didn't have very many takers at first.
No. You get a 5-year tax exemption, which is, you know, some pretty good dough.
Sure.
But I think it just, they didn't know that the world was going to go crazy for this stuff yet.
Right.
So no one was throwing their hat in the ring. When they did find out that people liked them, they really threw their hat in the ring. I think it says here from 1932 to 1938, production went up from 423 acres to over 1,000 acres in Hawaii, which I don't think we mentioned. The climate in Hawaii is just perfect for this stuff. That's why they grow it there.
Yeah, right. So like the cultivars, which I didn't know this, but cultivar is actually a combination of the words cultivated varieties. Did you know that?
Yeah, I thought we talked about that in one of our foodie episodes.
Maybe we did, and it's just it didn't stick with me. But so a cultivar is basically where we say, hey, we really like this plant that's native to Australia. We're going to really work it over and basically breed it into a different version of itself. And that's what a cultivar is. And with the cultivars that are have been used in Hawaii for, you know, a century or so now, they don't grow very well outside of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which, from what I can tell, I mean, if you read between the lines here, Hawaii has basically the market cornered on macadamia nuts, which is good for Hawaii and for Hawaii's macadamia nut farmers, but bad for the world because the global demand for macadamia nuts just keeps growing, and it's not like the Hawaiian islands are growing anymore. So that's it's actually created a bit of a problem market-wise, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
All right. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, so if you've ever been to the store, you're like, man, I want to crush up some sweet macadamia nuts, and I want to dredge my fish fillet in that stuff and cook it up in the oven.
You're like McDonald's fillet of fish?
No. Have you ever done that? It's really
yes,
good.
I have, as a matter of fact. There's a restaurant chain called Roy's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And they have a macadamia crusted fish that's really, really good.
It's very delicious, very easy to do. But you might find that you're spending as much on your macadamia nuts as you are your fish.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive. They consider it what's called a dessert nut rather than what's called a commodity crop, like any old other dumb nut that you can just get tons and tons of.
Or seed, because who can tell what's what
sure,
anymore?
Exactly. But here's the deal. There's quite a few factors that go into why you already mentioned that, you know, they really have the market cornered in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. It takes 7 years for a nut tree to produce a crop. So that's obviously going to drive up price some when you have to wait a long time for an output.
Yeah. And we said like 4 to 5 earlier. It's somewhere between 4 and 7, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. The person in the interview said 7 years, but
yeah,
between 4 and 7.
He may have been like inflating the numbers, you know?
Yeah, maybe so. Another thing is there are labor shortages in the agricultural field in Hawaii. So, you know, they're having to pay them more and pay them more benefits. So that's driving up cost. There are invasive pests that hit macadamias. The felted coccid?
I was going to say coccid.
Coccid?
That's what I'm going with.
That's going to drive up the price. And the most important thing probably, though, is what you were alluding to, which is Hawaii's very expensive. The land is really expensive.
Yeah.
And because you have to wait 4 to 7 years to get a crop, like, it's just not feasible to expand all these orchards. So you're kind of like, just don't have a ton of growth.
No, that's right. So, like, the production and supply is basically remaining steady while the demand goes up, which is how you get macadamia nuts that go for $25 a pound.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So really, if you think about it, depending on the fish you're eating, it's maybe twice as much as that fish that you're using the macadamia nuts to crust.
What, you think I'm bringing some trash tilapia in there?
Garbage fish.
Garbage fish.
I've heard tilapia is referred to as the rats of the sea. Have you ever heard that?
No, but I definitely learned a lot over the years, because in my younger days, I thought, like, tilapia was a very fancy thing.
Yeah, I used to like it, and then I heard it called the rats of the sea, and I was like, I can't eat this anymore.
Yeah.
Although seeing lobster called cockroaches of the sea didn't do much to thwart my love of lobster.
No, I'll take a buttered mayonnaise cockroach roll any day.
Right, exactly.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So are macadamia nuts, you know, they're super high in calories and fat, but does that mean they're bad for you?
No. Supposedly, they're very, very good for you, especially if they haven't been coated in delicious Meiji chocolate.
Yeah, you don't need that stuff.
No, you do. You do, but just don't count it as, like, healthy. Have you ever had the Meiji chocolate-covered macadamia nuts?
No, it is delicious, but I'm just saying a macadamia nut, to me, isn't something you have to dress up to be delicious.
Have you had the Spam-dusted macadamia nuts?
I think someone sent us those.
Yes, and they're amazingly good. Yeah.
Spam dust.
But if you're just talking about just a plain old natural roasted macadamia nut, it actually is pretty good for you. They're very high in calories, but they also contain a lot of really good fats, monounsaturated fats, which are the kind that actually lower your LDL cholesterol.
That's right.
They have a lot of carbs, but they also have a lot of fiber. And so anybody who's ever been on a keto diet like Atkins or something like that can tell you it's the net carbs that you care about. So you subtract the grams of fiber from the total grams of carbs, and you end up with net carbs, and those are the ones that you start counting. And apparently with macadamia nuts, the net carbs are actually fairly low. And because they're high in carbs but low in net carbs, that means the fiber in them, like plant fiber, is among the best stuff you can eat.
Yeah.
It keeps you so healthy. It keeps your gut microbiota happy and thriving. So apparently macadamia nuts are chock full of them, as you would say.
Yeah, they are also chock full of vitamins and minerals. Manganese, thiamine, copper.
Yeah, which copper apparently aids in what? Some sort of transport and absorption.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It says in here, and I was like, I didn't know copper did that. God bless copper.
No wonder people are stealing it from houses.
Iron absorption.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. Yeah, people do steal it, don't they, from like AC units or your catalytic converter? Come on.
Sure.
That's somebody else's catalytic converter.
So chock full of, despite being high in calories, chock full of that good fiber, those good heart-healthy fats and proteins and vitamins and minerals.
Right.
You still don't want to sit down and eat a bowl full of them because, like I said, they're very rich. But they say, you know, it's a good filling nut. So if you grab a handful between meals or something, that's way better than eating potato chips or some, you know, processed, ultra-processed foods.
Right, right. Yeah, and yeah, it'll keep you full, like, between meals or something.
Sure.
You just made me think of, like, sitting down and eating an actual bowl full of macadamia nuts.
Lord,
and just, like,
that would be so sick.
You just start throwing up from overeating macadamia nuts. Can you imagine?
No.
What a vile thing to do.
I talked about the oil content, though. They are 72% oil. And I did not know this. Here's another little factoid to finish us off. You can throw any nut into water. Throw it in the toilet.
Yeah.
And see if it floats. And if it's got 72% oil, like that macadamia nut, it's going to float.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, apparently they just go flush.
Yep.
Flush them down the toilet. I don't think macadamia nuts are actually tested in a toilet.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm hoping not. Well, that's it for macadamia nuts, Charles.
I'm done. Right?
What about you, Jerry? Anything?
Mm-mm-mm.
That's right. Well, thank you for joining us on Short Stuff. Short Stuff away.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.